Blog Talk Radio.
Glory, 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 hallelujah. Praise the Lord, bless the Lord. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio, Divine Connection, Gospel Explosion. Praise the Lord. We have had an explosion all week long. What a mighty God we serve. It is wonderful to be able to hear the voice of God and hear his direction, seeking his face, and then see the result of the manifestation of his signature in such a time as this. Every night, the women and the man of God, Bishop, glory to God, has brought such a dynamic message, glory to God, to each one of our hearts. Glory to God, something we can live by, whether it's been encouragement, deliverance, direction, correction, praise God, hallelujah, to God be the glory. I am so blessed and elated and just overwhelmed by how God has moved throughout the night, glory to each night, bless the Lord. He is so marvelous. I tell you, we don't have words to express and thank God for what he's doing in our midst. And we have one more night, oh, glory to God, which is tonight, the seventh night. Glory to God. So we believe in to take us to that next level. Glory to God for him to just explode in a dynamic way. Praise God. None other than Pastor Dr. Dorsey coming in tonight. Glory to God to minister into our hearts. I tell you, I have been just so blessed by what God is doing. What a great and marvelous and wonderful God we're serving. We thank him. Glory to God because oh, my Lord, for that renewed mercies every morning, for his grace, and glory to God for his faithfulness, and he never changes, and he's faithful to his word. When he sent his word out, it accomplished everything that he set it out to do. Our theme all week has been position yourself. Whatever the position is, glory to God, that you need to be in for to accomplish the things that God wants to do through you, praise the Lord, God has manifest himself in the word for us. If we weren't clear about it, or if we needed to know about it, if we need to be reinforced, if we reinforce that, or if we needed, glory to God, to tighten up or tweak some things, that word has brought it in. There's so many other things, glory to God, besides what was brought out. But I'll tell you, that was the meat of what really needed to help us, glory to God, jet propel us in another position in the Lord. Praise God. So if you have not been online to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has been saying all week, you can always go to Blog Talk Radio, Divine Connection .com/divine D-E-V-I-N-E connection. I was typing in something. I'm so sorry. About to say what I'm typing in. Oh, my Lord, forgive me, Jesus. But anyway, praise the Lord. I give God glory. Got to pull it, the system glory. I just blanked that on me. So nevertheless, all is well. Everybody's online. That's not a problem. We just got to type something back in. But I am so glory to God, blessed by the move of God this week. So I just don't even have words to express my gratitude for those that did hear the voice of God and came on and delivered what God has placed in their spirit for this revival. Because truly, they were before the Lord. It was no flesh on parade. Truly, glory to God. God used them to preach and teach the word, and God just manifests his anointing through these anointed vessels. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Just was waiting for a couple of people more to come online. But nevertheless, this train going to keep rolling. We've been on staying on time every night and giving the ministers of the gospel plenty of time to speak the word of God. And truly, we are definitely blessed by what God has been doing throughout all week. So on the first night, we had position yourself, glory to God, in humility on Prophetess V.J. Hubbard. Praise the Lord. We're not going to go over everything that was spoken on each night. We're just going to give you their topics because everybody had, I mean, the theme was position yourself in the Lord, but God blessed me to share with them a particular topic. And each night is like it fit like a glove. Each one that spoke on whatever topic God has given me to give to them, it was just like it was tailor-made. So we're looking for none other than a mighty move of God tonight. On the second night, which was Tuesday, was Apostle Burton, praise the Lord, from New Hope Deliverance in Columbia. It was position yourself to pursue and to recover. And she came with talking about David and Ziklag. And Pastor Bishop Lester Page, Word of Truth Outreach Ministry out of Charlotte, North Carolina. His position yourself, don't panic, let go, and let God. Talked about Jehoshaphat. And even though he was fearful, glory to God, he sought the Lord, praise God, and called a fast, and God blessed in that. Praise the Lord, and how God moved. You need not fight in this battle. Praise the Lord. Faith Community Church in Malden, South Carolina. Praise God, we had none other than Prophetess Bird. Praise the Lord. Well, get back in your position with God. My God, was so many things that she brought out to that night and how we need to be in position with God. Friday night was Prophetess Michelle Benjamin out of Temple of Yeshua in Columbia, South Carolina. Position yourself, praise the Lord, to be still and yield to the Holy Spirit. And it was a breakdown, glory to God, of everything about glory being still and also being in a place of yielding to the Holy Spirit, and broke some things down concerning the Holy Spirit. Saturday night, glory to God, was none other than Pastor Betty Pugh last night. Warriors of Truth in Ministry, praise the Lord. Position yourself to receive increase and overflow. And Lord knows she broke that down too about receiving it for the increase and the overflow. And it always don't mean monetary and money. It could be in so many various ways. And she talked about Martha and Mary. She just talked about how it is just imperative and important, glory to God, to just be in position to hear God and for the blessings that will flow. It was just so many things came all night, all through this revival. And to none other than Pastor Dr. Dorsey tonight, bless the Lord, out of Columbia in his presence ministry. And bless God, she will share with you what her topic is. Bless God. We're going to get ready, glory to God, and read a couple of lines of something, and then I'm going to ask another other than Pastor Sims, bless the Lord. She will bring in the scripture. I will pray. And then also tonight we'll have Pastor Dorsey's husband, Elder Dorsey, Reverend, will introduce her. So we're going to prepare ourselves now to hear this. Trying to think whether to just go and do this little reading first and then let Pastor Sims give the scripture, or because after the scripture is being read in prayer, we want to turn it over into the elder. So I'm going to open that line in just a moment. But I had something that was written just prior to, it was like 6:40:20, about 11:10 a.m. It was part of it going to be Carl Sindel, and some of it is what the Lord gave me. Change your condition, not your position. No matter what happens in your life, no matter what problem you have to face on your path or on your journey, as long as you do not change your position, which is in Christ Jesus, you will be able to face it by changing your condition. Your condition should constantly be changing, growing in grace in the Lord Jesus Christ, being strong in the Lord. Our past obstacles and past sins, and even past successes, can keep us completing the journey and receiving our crown. It can keep us from reaching the goals God has set up before us. Praise the Lord. And we know what Philippians 3:13 says, forgetting those things that are behind and glory to God and pressing to the mark of the Christ calling in Christ Jesus, 13 and 14. But I'll read this thing. It says, Philippians 13, brother, I count it not to have apprehended. Just one thing I do, forgetting those things that which are behind. And we got to move from the past to the future. Jeremiah 29:11, God has a plan for us,
and glory to God. So we have to trust and believe what his word says. Press, glory to God, hallelujah, toward the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ. Jesus reaching toward those things before us, pressing. We have to stay on course, praise the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Stay in position. So glory to God, God can bless in the name of Jesus. At this time, we're going to have none other than Pastor Sims to read our scripture reading in 1 Corinthians. Praise the Lord. Are you there?
First.
All right, you can go ahead and read it.
1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is in the Lord, the word of God for the people of God, thanks be to God.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord. Father, as we come before you tonight, giving glory, giving praise and honor unto you, God, you are great and mighty God. We thank you, Lord God, for Jesus being our Savior. God, thank him for being our healer, our deliverer. We thank you, God, for being our burden bearer, our high power, the I am that I am, the El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the all-breasted one, the more than enough God, the all-sufficient one. We thank you, Lord God, for being Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah's alone, the God of peace. And you said you'll give us peace that passes all understanding if we keep our hearts and minds steadfast in thee. God, you said the joy of the Lord is our strength. Help us to be the ones that will seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, for everything else to be added. Let us not, glory to God, get caught up in the things possessing us, but we possess them as we put you first in everything that we do. God, help us to position ourselves to have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say, to seek your face, glory to God, and knowing, glory to God, whatever trials, whatever situation, whatever circumstances, you said you never leave us nor forsake us. You have an answer for everything, and God as we, glory to God, trust you and rest in you, glory to God, through the guiding light of the Holy Spirit, he will direct us, glory to God, like a GPS, in the name of Jesus. He's our anchor, so God, help us like never before to get in a position that no matter what goes on, God, I'm going to stand on your word. I will not move from this place. I'm going to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that my labor is not in vain. Help us to remember what your word said in 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God, we thank you that true joy, glory to God, comes through you. Glory to God, that unconditional surrender to God. Hallelujah for the born-again believers. Help us to be that beacon light on the hill, not a flashlight, not a lightning bolt, not, glory to God, short circuit, but help us, glory to God, to be in a place no matter what, glory to God. I'm going to seek your face. I'm going to stand on your word, and if you tell me, glory to God, that I'm going to recover something, help me to not be moved by what I see or what I feel, my emotional roller coaster, glory to God, that goes on when it's time to hear your voice. But God, help me to be in a place that you said, my sheep know my voice. Glory to God, you didn't call us no billy goats, but. We got to be known, glory to God. Only conjunction is there when we counteract and against what the enemy is saying, but the Lord says, hallelujah. So, God, I thank you today for all that you've done, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, teaching us that we can't serve no two masters, that we have to just serve you, and they're going to know that we're your disciples by the love we have one for another. So, God, we want to position ourselves in a place that we stay humble, that we stay, glory to God, in a place of repentance, that we stay in a place of boldness and with courage, glory to God, with the strength of the Lord, with the whole armor of God on, with a determination. Nevertheless, because you said it, it is so. We walk by faith and not by sight. So God, help us to lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset us and run this race with patience. Praise the Lord. Glory be unto the Most High God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. God, I bless you and I honor you and I give you glory, praise, and honor in Jesus' name. At this time, praise God, we're going to have none other glory to God than Elder Reverend Dorsey introduce his beloved wife, glory to God, his pastor, glory to God, Pastor Dorsey, praise the Lord, trying to get tight tongue. But nevertheless, I know you have control to go ahead and open the line so that way you can be able to have your husband introduce you. So at this time, Pastor, we relinquish my stand and allow the Spirit of the Lord to have free reign with you. So at this time, your husband can introduce you. And after that, well, the next voice you will hear after him is none other than the speaker of the night to break the bread of life.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Give an honor to God. Give an honor to prophetess, Pastor B.J. Hubbard, and all the ministers of the gospel. I take this as a privilege to introduce my wife, Reverend Dr. Doris Jean Dorsey. Reverend Dr. Doris Jean Dorsey, we've been married for 33 years. We have four daughters, and my daughters are professionals in the medical and business profession. Six grandchildren. And I wanted to brag on my grandson. They are sons. They are in the military, but Dr. Dorsey told me. And have four grandsons and two granddaughters. Dr. Dorsey is a native of Columbia, South Carolina. Attended Booker T. Washington High School, completed high school at Houston Community College in Houston, Texas. She attended Texas College for Medical and Dental Careers as a medical assistant. And she has been in ministry for 26 years. And she was an ordained minister, ordained by the Sandy River Baptist Association. And she's also in the South Carolina Baptist Association, the National Baptist Association, USA. She pastored Wheatland Mary Missionary Baptist Church for a number of years. And at Ennis Brothers Ministry, when we are located in our facility, for 3 years, Ennis Brothers Ministry, doing evangelizing 2003 to 2005. Then we went into Blog Talk Radio. I've been on Blog Talk Radio since 2009. And Dr. Dorsey has experiences working in the medical fields. She works for the Red Cross. She's at the Red Cross as a phlebotomist, nurse technician, certified nursing assistant at Gaston Memorial Hospital, rehabilitation specialist. And she graduated from Agape Bible College with a bachelor's degree in biblical studies. And this college is located, this seminary is located in Kings Mountain, North Carolina. She has a bachelor's of theology, master of theology, PhD theology at Christian Bible College and Seminary out of Rocket Mount, North Carolina. And she's been in ministry for 26 years. And I don't want to repeat myself, but again, ordained by the Sandy River Baptist Association. And she is on staff. Dr. Dorsey is on staff at Beale Chapel Baptist Church, where the pastor is Freddie Jones Jr., Reverend Dr. Freddie Jones Jr., and she ministers with the children at the Children's Church. She's also a volunteer. She volunteered with the Richland County Council, which is the court specialist advocate for children, advocating for children. And there's a number of things that I can say and could say about concerning Dr. Dorsey, but most of all, she is a woman of God. She fears God, and she preaches the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and she is a born-again Christian. Believe and love the Lord. And she loved preaching. She loved preaching. And I will say it again, because when it comes to teaching, we are in this house, we have teaching and preaching. And we thank God for that. And we thank God for giving the teaching and preaching in this family. And she will preach the gospel. She will preach the gospel. And she will preach the gospel nonstop because she preaches. Like time is running out. And once again, we come introducing, as we finish introducing Dr. Dorsey, I present you to you the Reverend Dr. Doris Jean Dorsey. God bless.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Give an honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the prophetess Pastor B.J. Hubbard, to the fivefold ministry on the line tonight, the apostles, the evangelists, the prophets, the pastors, and the teachers, to the congregation of believers. It is a privilege and a
a privilege to stand before you again to bring the word of the Lord on tonight. I am so honored that Pastor Hubbard had asked me again. I don't take it lightly because I do love preaching the word. And because the word to me is something that just it lets you know that no matter what is going on in the world, that God is still always there. And I truly am honored tonight to be here. So now I'm going to go into prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you for this opportunity. Father God, I ask, Lord God, that you allow your Holy Spirit to use this vessel for your glory, Lord God. Father God, let nothing hinder your word from going forth, O God. Father God, I ask you, Lord God, to just give me a fresh anointing of your Holy Spirit. Father God, I thank you and I praise your holy name on tonight, Father God. In Jesus' holy name, I pray and ask it all. Tonight I look at the theme for tonight, position yourself. My topic is position yourself to be steadfast, unmovable. And I am coming from the 1 Corinthians 15, chapter verse 18. And I will read the New King James Version. It says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord. For as much as ye know, your labor is not in vain. Now I'm going to read the New Living Translation. So my dear brethren and sisters, be strong and unmovable, always working enthusiastically for the Lord. For you know that nothing you do for the work for the Lord is ever useless. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Before I go any further, I have a little song in my heart that I would like to sing tonight. Glory be to God. And it goes like this. It is my desire to honor you, Lord, with all my heart, I worship you. All I have within me, I give.
Living track.
translation again. It says, so my dear brothers and sisters, be strong and immovable, always working enthusiastically for the Lord. For you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. Hallelujah. Nothing that we do for God is useless. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter if you're an usher at the door. It doesn't matter if you're one that cleans up the church. But if you do it all for the glory of God, then nothing is useless when it comes to doing the work of the Lord. None of the work is more valuable than the others. God looks at it all the same. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In this verse, we have an exhortation as believers. We should be steadfast, firm in the faith of the gospel that is preached and received. As believers, we must be unmovable in the hope and expectations of the great privilege of being raised incorruptible and immortal. We must abound, hallelujah, in the works of the Lord, always doing the Lord's service and obeying God's commandment, hallelujah. That is really important, hallelujah, that we obey God's commandment. See, sometimes we want to work for the Lord, but we don't want to be obedient and do what the word of God tells us to do, hallelujah. And we think that it's because we do all this work, hallelujah, that it's okay, hallelujah. But you've got to be obedient to the word of God, too, hallelujah. The Apostle Paul tells us, he says that because of the resurrection, nothing we as believers do in vain is in vain. Sometimes we hesitate to do good, hallelujah, because we do not see any results, hallelujah. But if we can maintain a heavenly perspective, hallelujah, we will understand that we are often will not see the good that results from our effort. We may not see the good, hallelujah, the result that comes from the good that we are doing, hallelujah. But our God in heaven, he sees it, hallelujah. If we truly believe, hallelujah, that Christ has won the ultimate victory, that fact must affect the way we live right now, hallelujah. In other words, we believe everything the word of the Lord says, hallelujah, and we believe it right now, hallelujah, then it's going to affect how we live today, hallelujah. We must not be discouraged over apparent lack of result, hallelujah. Keep you from working, hallelujah. Do good that you have opportunities to do, hallelujah. Whatever the Lord has laid in your heart to do, hallelujah, you do it, hallelujah. Even though you may not see results, the Lord may send you to somebody's house to help them, to care for them, hallelujah. And they may never say thank you, hallelujah. Ah, glory be to God. But God is pleased, and that's what matters, hallelujah. Ah, glory be to God. Know that your work will have eternal results, hallelujah. Because our work for God has value, and meaning because he is the one behind it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is behind what we do, hallelujah. Empowering us, hallelujah, through his spirit. And he has promised to give us success and reward us for our faithful service. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, 1 Peter 3:14 says, so then, dear friends, oh, hallelujah, think you are looking forward. Since you are looking forward to this, make every effort to be found. Spotless, blameless, and at peace with him. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. We should not become lazy and compliant because Christ has not yet returned. Instead, we should live an eager expectation of his coming. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Oh, glory to your name, God. Oh, we must live a life that is blameless and do not alter our course toward Christ-like. Persevere in godliness, knowing that it is the safe place to be. Oh, hallelujah. Diligently avoiding, hallelujah, returning to the practice from which we have been delivered. We must be careful of how we handle God's work. sugarcoat God's word to please man. We have to tell the world like it is. Oh, hallelujah. Because Paul said, if I preach another gospel, then I am a sin. Oh, hallelujah. You must preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, to be steadfast and unmovable. It's to be spiritually grounded. As believers, we ought to be steadfast in the Lord, because we know that what we believe and should not be talked back and forth by the things of the world. I must say, I must be honest, there have been times in my life when I've been kind of talked to and for like a ship on the ocean. Oh, but my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, oh, he said to me, oh, be still, peace be still. Oh, hallelujah. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. Oh, First Corinthians, oh, glory, hallelujah. Thank the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah now. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, First Corinthians 3:7-9 says, so neither who, he who has planted, he who planted, nor he who watered, is everything, but only God who makes things grow. Oh, hallelujah. The man who planted and the man who watered have one purpose. Each will be rewarded according to their own labor. For we are God. We are God. All fellow workers. Oh, hallelujah. You are God's field. God's building. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I belong to the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. I am God's field. I am God's building. Oh, thank you, Lord. God's work involved many different individuals with a variety of gifts and ability. There are no superstars. I want to say that again tonight. There are no superstars. Hallelujah. In this task, only teamwork. Oh, hallelujah. Performing their own special role. Oh, hallelujah. See, God has given each one of us a role to do. He has given each one of us a special gift. But none of the gifts are more important than others. Oh, but when we work together as a team, and with those gifts, then we glorify God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We can become useful members of God's team by setting aside our desires to receive glory for what we do. Don't seek the praise that comes from people. Seek God's approval. We want man sometimes, y'all, to pass on the back to say it's okay. But I remember what a minister said once. If I please man, then it matters how I please God. But if I please God, then it don't matter how I please man. Oh, hallelujah. Let's go back to the word of God. Oh, 2 Timothy. Ooh, thank you, Holy Ghost. I feel all right, y'all. I feel all right. Thank you, Holy Ghost. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, tell us, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Oh, hallelujah. Paul warns Timothy that false teachers would attempt to distort the gospel message. The best weapon against false teachers is the truth of God's word. in the hands of a diligent worker who have no need to feel shame of it or the hound of God's word. We got the hound of God's word right. We can't tell people anything. We got to stand on the word of God and be steadfast, immovable, continue to work on the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Oh, I feel all right now. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Believers who are rightly defining the word of truth, know God's word, understand its meaning, and teach it correctly. The truth of God's word has not changed from Timothy days to today. Oh, hallelujah. The word of God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. It won't change. We ought to diligently study the Bible so that we can know and share its truth with others correctly. Hallelujah. I'm talking about being steadfast, unmovable, abounding in the works of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. And knowing that your labor is not in vain. Oh, season. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Oh, season. 4:14 says that we should no longer, oh, hallelujah, that we should no longer be Christian talk to and fro and carry about with every wind and doctrine by the trickery of man and the kind of craftiness of deceit. The word of God lets us know that even the very elect of God shall be deceived. Oh, hallelujah. But Paul is telling us not to be deceived. Oh, hallelujah. Christian faith will draw up to Christ. They will refuse to compromise the truth of God's word. But they also refuse to put down other people's beliefs. In other words, we don't want to criticize nobody else's belief. Oh, but if we get the chance and they'll listen to tell about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Christian with a healthy faith understand that many people will get involved in other religions because those religions offer something appealing. Oh, hallelujah. See now, that's a trick. Hallelujah. Oh, because the word of God said that everything on this world is going to pass away, but not the word of God. Oh, we want to get involved in things what we can see. See, I never seen Jesus. I never seen God. I never seen the Holy Spirit. But I know that the Holy Spirit is on the inside of me. I know that Jesus Christ, he suffered on Calvary for my sins. That's why I'm here today. I know that God so loved me so much that he gave up his only son. I may not see him in person, but when I look outside, oh, hallelujah, and I see God's creation, oh, hallelujah, and I feel the Holy Spirit moving on the inside of me, hallelujah, and I know that Jesus, he is my friend. Jesus, he stood at the right hand of the Father, interceding on my behalf. Oh, hallelujah. So don't tell me about the things in the world. I'm going to stick with Jesus. I'm going to stick with the Father. I'm going to stick with the Son. I'm going to stick with the Holy Ghost. Even though sometimes I'm not always right. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. But I serve a merciful God. Oh, hallelujah. Hebrews, the 3rd chapter, verse 12 and 14 says, beware, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief and departing from the living God. Beware. Oh, hallelujah. When you turn away from God, turn away from you, but you can turn away from God. Oh, hallelujah. But exalt one another daily. Why it is called today. Let any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Let us encourage one another in the Lord. Hallelujah. We need to encourage one another. None of us are on this journey by ourselves. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. For we have become partakers of Christ. If we hold the beginning of our confidence, steadfast to the end. My confidence is in Jesus Christ. My confidence is in the Holy Ghost. That every time the Lord God gives me a word, oh, hallelujah, that no matter what is going on in this body, oh, hallelujah, that the Holy Ghost, oh, hallelujah, thank you, Lord God, thank you, Lord God, thank you, Lord God, that the Holy Ghost is working on the inside, hallelujah, see, I can do nothing on my own, oh, hallelujah, I thank the Holy Ghost, I thank him, oh, hallelujah, unbelief is caused by a hardening of the heart, which is caused by the deceitfulness of sin. The result is apostasy, departing from the living God, is an abandonment of the Christian faith, and turning away from God himself. Oh, hallelujah. Don't turn away from God. Oh, hallelujah. No matter how hard it gets, no matter how hard the struggle, oh, hallelujah. Oh, stay steadfast, unmovable. Cry out to the Lord. Cry out in heart. Cry out. Oh, hallelujah. Ask the Lord to help you. Ask the Lord to have mercy. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Constant encouragement in the midst of a caring fellowship will help believers remain faithful. Partakers of Christ require a constant, continuous in faith, not merely a one-time experience. Oh, hallelujah. You got to still have your faith. Oh, hallelujah. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. Oh, hallelujah. There have been times when I've been concerned about things like my health. Oh, hallelujah. But I pray, and I have others to encourage me in the Lord. Hallelujah. That everything is going to be all right. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You can't please God without faith. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Acts 4:18-20 says, oh, hallelujah. It talks about what Peter and John are forbidden to say the name of Jesus. If you look at the world today, oh, hallelujah. They don't want you to talk about Jesus. They don't want you to talk about the man that died on Calvary. They don't want you to pray in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. They took prayer out of schools. Oh, then we started having all the shooting. Oh, hallelujah. There's no prayer in the government. Hallelujah. And if it is, it's not in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. So much devastation. So much destruction. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. Trying to keep the God, the one that created the heaven and earth, out of his creation. Oh, hallelujah. Look at the world today. Oh, it's decaying. Hallelujah. God is the only one that can help us. We as believers, we must continue to pray and seek God's faith and stay on the journey that he has set for us. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Acts 4:18-20 says, so they called them and commanded them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John, oh, hallelujah, like what they said, they answered and said to them, well, it is right and in the sight of God to listen to you more than God. You judge. Hallelujah. In other words, I'm going to listen to God. Hallelujah. But we cannot speak the things which we have seen and heard, but we cannot but speak the things which we have seen. Oh, hallelujah. See, you see the Lord God working in your life. You can't help but to run and tell it. Oh, hallelujah. People may not want to hear it. They might want to shut you up. Oh, hallelujah. But you keep running that race. You be steadfast, unmovable upon the works of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. The superseding of obedience to God. An instant where human authority resists his will. Motto in this passage, while it is apparently justifiable in some instance, there are no grounds in this text for the tolerance of a rebellious spirit. Oh, hallelujah. My God, they just wanted to shut them up. They didn't want to talk about the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. And people saw the things, the miracles that Jesus did. Oh, hallelujah. And they still didn't want them to talk about the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Jesus. Oh, sweet Jesus. Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. When I think about the name Jesus, oh, hallelujah. My soul cries out, hallelujah, because I know that Jesus, my Lord and Savior, he laid down his life for me, and I know I was not worthy. Oh, hallelujah, for my past sin, my sins now, and my future sins. He loved me enough to stretch out his arms on Calvary, on that cross. Jesus, oh, hallelujah, sweet Jesus, my God, thank you, Holy Ghost, hallelujah. We are always to respect authority. The Bible tells us that, even when it is in the wrong, but if some authority tell us to disobey God, we ought to disobey that authority, and for Jesus' sake, gladly accept whatever punishment is meted out. Oh, hallelujah. You know, sometimes you can go against the government. They don't want you to read the Word of God. There are some places where people have to sneak and study the Word of God. And when they find out, they are killed. Oh, hallelujah. They become models. Oh, hallelujah. That's what Paul is saying to us, that when we follow Jesus and then disobey the authority, but obey God, we may have to suffer some consequences. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, but my Word of God tells me that to be absent in the body is to be present in the Lord. And it also tells me not to fear the one that can harm the body, but the one that can hear the body and the soul. My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Glory to your name, God. Acts 20 and 24 says, but none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race. Hallelujah. With joy and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Paul says, it's not I that live, but Christ that lives in me. He said it doesn't matter. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah about his life. But what matters to him is doing the will of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Paul finds his life by losing it and loved his life by counting it dear. He had learned his saved from his Savior to love God, will over everything else, and he realized that obeying him yields the greatest joy. Oh, hallelujah. My God. Paul realized that there was joy in doing the will of the Lord, that no matter what comes, oh, hallelujah, the word of God three times in a race, all runners run, but only one gets the prize. You know that, don't you? Hallelujah. So run in a way that will get you the prize. Hallelujah. I'm running this race. I'm running for my life. Oh, hallelujah. Eternal life. Not life on this earth, but eternal life. Eternal life for Jesus Christ. So I'm going to be a steadfast, unmovable, abounding in the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I know that sometimes it gets a little hard. I know that sometimes you want to give up. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us not be weary in well doing. For at the proper time, we will reap if we faint not, if we don't give up. Oh, hallelujah. For the word of God says that weeping may endure for a night, but joy, the joy of the Lord comes in the morning. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The Lord is my shield and buckler. The Lord is my very present help in time of trouble. The Lord is, oh, hallelujah. He's everything I want him to be. So when I feel like I'm getting tired, when I feel like if I'm struggling, I'm going to call on the name of the Lord and ask the Spirit to help me, to give me the strength to press on, to press on. I'm going to run this race with endurance. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. So many times the devil tried to keep me down in my health. But every time the Spirit of the Lord, it brings me back. What a mighty God I serve. Oh, what a mighty God. What a mighty God I serve. I was a little hoarse today. Oh, but hallelujah. I let the Holy Spirit have its way. Oh, my God, my God. Hallelujah. I believe it opened up to the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. That my Lord, Jesus Christ, may be glorified. Oh, hallelujah. I thank the Lord for the word of tonight. I thank the Lord all for his goodness. I thank the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. That he's always there. I thank the Lord that when I call on him, he inclines his ears and he hears me. I thank the Lord that he said in his word, be of good courage, be strong, be of good courage. Oh, hallelujah. He said in his word that he'll never leave me nor forsake me. Oh, hallelujah. I thank the Lord that when there's nobody has finished all the work, that the Lord God will call me home. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Oh, glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. You're so worthy, Lord. You're so worthy, Lord. Lord, I just want to praise you. Lord, I just want to praise you. Because you're always, you've been there. Oh, hallelujah. You provided. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. You brought me on this journey. And I know you didn't bring me here just to leave me. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, help me. Help me, Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord God, the Spirit of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. My God, my God. Oh, Father God, thank you right now. Thank you right now, God. Thank you right now, God. Lord, I thank you. I just say in your word, in Psalms 91, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I put my trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snares of the fowl and from the noose pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrows that flyeth up by day, nor for the pestilence that walk in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. Oh, hallelujah. A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not, he said, it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the rewards of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy inhabitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh that dwelling place. For he shall give his angels, he shall, y'all, give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, let thou dash thy foot against the stone, thou shalt tread upon the lion, adder, the young lion, and the dragon shall thou trample on the feet. Oh, what a mighty God we serve, because he has set his love upon me, upon me, upon you. Therefore will I deliver him, I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be his him with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. Will I satisfy him and show him my salvation? Oh, Father God, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Father God. I thank you for your Holy Spirit. I thank you for your word, God. Lord God, oh, thank you, Lord God. Ah, that it told me that I need to be steadfast, unmovable, around in your word. Lord God, oh, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for the revival, God. I thank you for everything that has been said, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. And for all the women of God and men of God that brought forth the word. Oh, and for Pastor Hubbard, Lord God, hearing your voice. Oh, thank you, Lord. Lord, we need the word. We need the word right now. But this is a time, God, where we need to seek you more and more. It ain't no time for playing. Hallelujah. But it's a time to seek your face. Hallelujah. To say in your word that it's my people that are called by my name shall love himself and pray and turn from their wicked ways. Then when you look toward heaven, oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You save the land. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for those, God, that are still standing, still on the journey, God. Oh, hallelujah. Never compromising. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But being encouraged to other, God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. You deliver me, God. Hallelujah. You deliver me, God. I thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. I have so much to be thankful for. Lord, you deliver me. Hallelujah. You set me free, God. Hallelujah. Lord, I praise your name. You're so worthy, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. There is nobody like you, Lord. You are such an awesome God. You are almighty, God. You are El Shaddai. Hallelujah. You are Adonai. Hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are awesome. Hallelujah. Lord, I bless your name tonight. I bless your name, God. Ah, hallelujah. For being so faithful. Ah, hallelujah. For being so faithful, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, God. Thank you, you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you and I thank you. I thank you. You've been so good to me. Hallelujah. You've been so good to me, Lord. You've been so good to me. Even when I couldn't be good to myself. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for all you've done. For all you're doing and for all you're going to do, Lord God, that I have no knowledge of. Hallelujah. 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 I praise you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Hubbard, hallelujah. Pastor Hubbard, I turn it back over to you. Hallelujah. Thank you,
glory
Jesus.
To God. And before, glory to God, any remarks being made at this time, praise God, we thank God for such an anointed, powerful word that the woman of God said. But I don't want to not have this space given for anyone that might need in prayer. Maybe something that was said in the word or something, glory to God, is on your heart or standing in proxy for someone. But at this time, we're going to have the prophet, praise God, to pray for you. So if there is any request, praise the Lord, we want to give you space now. Praise God, you hear that anointing, you heard what the word said, and if any of you have been any other nights and something that's on your heart you didn't get to say that maybe tonight you need prayer, the prayer line is open, and every line is open for anyone desiring prayer. Praise God, we give you the space now.
Good evening. Bless the woman of God, Pastor Hubbard, all the men and women of God, in your honor. That's the Dorsey, if you don't mind, because you just keep my family in prayer, but keep, I was, like you said, being steadfast and being positioned for the Lord. And today I was doing what he called me to do this morning. Then later I just fell ill today, so just haven't been feeling well. So you can just continue to please pray for me, that I know there's attack of the enemy, because I am trying to draw closer and draw nearer to him. And he's just trying to fight my body, and so I don't want it to disturb my mind to, you know, knowing that make it a distraction. So just continue to please keep me in prayer. And I just and just pray for, continue to pray for the body of Christ right now and all things that's going on, and just that we will stand on the word that has been given this week, being in position, doing all the things that the men and women of God have said this week, that we will allow God to continue to use us.
Praise the Lord. Amen. If you're not speaking and you know it's some noise in the back in background at your house, use your phone till you're ready to speak. Praise the Lord. Any more prayer requests? We're going to take the prayer requests, and then she will go ahead and pray, because it may take up some time trying to do it individually. So any more prayer requests before we take that one, Minister Carmelita? The lines are open for any prayer requests. If not, we're going to move forward.
I have another prayer request. I don't know if she was able to get a line for Elder Athena Valentine. Can you tell you to pray for her family as a whole? Her parents have been sick, but also pray for her son, Elijah. She's been going through some challenges with him. And so just to continue to pray for her and her family, that God will continue to guide them. And also pray for one of my friends, Jadeka Motley Mangrum. Continue to pray for her and her husband Shaquan, that they're having a baby, that God will continue to bless her womb, and that she will carry the baby to full term with no problems. I haven't talked to her recently, but just praying for her in the background. So if you would just pray for her as well.
Praise God. Yeah, because she had a miscarriage not long ago. So we're praying the Lord will bless her. She will carry this baby full term.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Oh, is that a last request before Pastor pray? Okay, then. At this time, Pastor, for those requests that Minister Carmelita requests for herself, and evidently you probably wrote it all down, so I won't have to repeat it. But anyway, for those three people, and also.
All right. Father God, Lord God, we come before you once again, Father God. Lord, we come standing in the gap, oh God. God, we come standing in the gap for Carmelita's family, Lord God. Father God, we come standing in the gap, Lord God, asking, Lord God, to move in a mighty way to her family, oh God. Father God, that you protect them, oh God. You provide for them, oh God. And Father God, we also ask, Lord God, that you heal her body, Lord God. We know that you are the great healer, Father God. And we know that, Lord God, sometimes our bodies just don't do right. But, Lord God, you know all about it. And, Father God, we claim the healing right now in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to touch her right now from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Touch her body, Lord God. Touch it as only you can, Father God. We know that the doctors can only do but so much, Lord God. But we know that you are the doctors of all doctors, oh God. Father God, we come also standing in the gap, Lord God. For the body of Christ, oh God. Lord God, that you help us to stand, oh God. Help us all to be steadfast, unmovable, abounding in your works, oh God. Even though we see the things that are going on, even though we see, Lord God, that there's the decay and disruption and hatred, Lord God, and violence in the world, Lord God. Hallelujah, pandemic, Lord God. But God, help us to stand, oh God. Help us to continue on the journey, God. Help us, Lord God, not to waver to the left, to the right, oh God. But Lord God, stand on your word and let your word be a lamp unto our feet and guide us, oh God. Father God, you know everything that is going on in the world. You told us in your word it was going to happen. But hallelujah, even though we see it, God, sometimes it gets a little hard, hallelujah. But Lord God, help us to continue to stand. Give us your strength, oh God. Give us your peace, oh God. In the midst of the turmoil, Lord God, we come praying for Elder Valentine. Oh, hallelujah. You know the situation, God. Oh, we pray for her son, oh God. Elijah, God. Lord, we ask you to move in that family, oh God. In a mighty way, God. Oh, hallelujah. Whatever they're standing like of, if they're in sickness, oh God, if they need a finance, blessing. Oh, hallelujah. They need healing, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to move right now. In the name of Jesus. God, oh God. We come standing in the gap for the friend, oh God. And the husband, oh God. That wants to have a baby, oh God. That's carrying one now. But if it's lost some in other times, oh God. Lord, we know. Oh, hallelujah. That we put that child in your hand, oh God. That it shall come to full term. And that they shall be blessed. Help them not to be discouraged, not to listen to anybody, but to stand on your word and believe in our doctor that they're going to have that child. All in the name of Jesus, let them stand, God. Let them stand on your word and know that you're going to bring that life. You're going to bring that life forth. Oh, hallelujah. And if there's anything that they stand in need of, oh God, God, I ask you right now, that you bless them, Lord God. For I declare and I decree, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, that it shall be done, that every petition, every word, every prayer that is going up to you, God, to your ears, oh God, that it shall come forth. We shall see the manifestation of your God, because you said, Lord, you said in your word that if we shall ask, that we shall receive, that if we shall seek, that we shall find, and that if we shall knock, that the door shall be opened. And I know that you're not a man that you should lie. Hallelujah, you're faithful. You're faithful unto us. Hallelujah, may not come in our time, but it will come in yours. So help us, oh God. Help those families. Bless them, Lord God. To continue to stand. The devil is alive. He's going to whisper in their ear and say to him, where's your God now? Ain't nothing changing. But he's alive. He's the father of lies. God created him. God is the creator of the devil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Control over everything. Hallelujah. We have to continue to trust in you and know that it's all going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless them now, Lord. Bless them when they lay out in the night, God, that they have a peace A peaceful sleep, God. Your peace of knowing, Lord God, that you heard their cry. You attended to their cry, oh God, and that it shall be in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray and ask it all. And I thank you, Father God, for allowing me to stand in the gap for them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah.
Glory be unto the Most High God. We bless the Lord. Praise God. Pastor, I truly and Bert, I'm just going to make a couple of comments.
Thank you, Lord.
Time to open for everybody else, but I even like what you had said about even Paul, even through all the challenges Paul went, he was saying, Lord, it was a joy, glory to God, to be obedient to the Spirit of the Lord. And we know he went through many challenges, praise God. And I thank God, too, for how you opened up the song with the scripture about position yourself concerning being steadfast and movable. And the song we said, it is my desire to honor you, Lord, and with all my heart with worship you. And we're praying that we will get to that place that will bless the Lord at all times. And how you talked about bless the Lord regardless of what anybody else say, what man say, you, glory to God, have determined and so forth. But what matters is what we please in the Lord. Praise God. And so no matter what situation goes on, we got to be in a place, like you say, stick with God. That's what your determination is. That's what we have to be able to do. And then, is everything okay? I hear somebody talking in the background. And it says, then it was saying, you know, with Peter and John, they were forbidden to speak the name of Jesus. But regardless, it was they rather obey God than man, so they was willing to be whipped or beaten or whatever, glory to God, or for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And how many of us, glory to God, can't even stand somebody just saying a word against us or whatever. But being able to be steadfast, unmovable, not being moved by the things that we go through, but trusting God that God going to work those things, glory to God, for his glory. And God has brought out so many wonderful things and so forth. Like, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. It may not be the morning that you think, but we got to just determine that we're going to be steadfast in the gospel and not be moved about the things that go on or what people say or what's going on. We got to press toward the mark of the prize of Christ Jesus. And the only one, glory to God, I was just writing that scripture before we came on about those that run in the race, glory to God, they run to win, and only one going to get the prize. And we got to be persistent and pursue and persevere in the same manner. But the joy of the Lord is our strength. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. May not be the morning you think, but our faith got to be in the Lord, because that's the only thing that pleases him. One of the scriptures I say all the time is we'll be rewarded for it. We just got to make sure that we don't faint. Glory to God, in the name of Jesus. So at this time, anyone that has any remarks, you did a marvelous, excellent, wonderful job. You're a preacher from the heart, as I always say. Husband, the teacher, you the preacher. But boy, the two mixes is powerful together. So we bless God for you. And at this time, glory to God, we'll leave this time for anyone that has any remarks concerning the word and how the anointing flow tonight, as well as it has been all week long. Truly, God's put his signature on position yourself and how the women and men, man of God, has brought it forth. So I thank you again. So at this time, any remarks? The lines are open for anyone that want to remark. We are having remarks now. So bless the Lord. Please, if any noise in the background, please put your phone.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, Mother Cadell, is that you on the phone? Was that Pastor Bird? I know that, but I think it's Mother Cadelia. Can you let her say something first? Mother Cadelia, that you? Whoever the mother is that's on the phone, go ahead and speak.
Praise the Lord. Can you all hear me?
Yes, ma'am, we can hear you now.
Okay. Okay. This is Evangelist Chaplin, and I am Dr. Dorothy's sister, and I just want to tell her that it amazes me how God just used her, and I thank and praise God for her. I thank and praise God for her ministry, and I enjoyed it, and I just thank and praise God that the word of God, it ain't going to change. It will not change. We have to come up. The word of God says, let a man examine himself. So I thank and praise God for my sister. This is my biological sister.
Hallelujah.
And I thank and praise God for her and for the word that she brought on tonight.
Praise God.
God bless you, Randy.
I love you.
Praise God.
You
I pray God's blessings to you as well. In the name of Jesus. Your voice almost sounded like this other mother that I thought was on the line, but praise God for you, and I pray God's strength to your body, too, as well. Praise God, Pastor Bird.
Praise God. Glory to God. Pastor Darcy, I enjoyed that word so much tonight. Thank you for allowing God to use you. One of the things that you said was so clear, we got to follow God at all costs. Sometimes following God may cost us something. But we got to continue this race. So praise God. Thank you for bringing that word. It was wonderful.
God bless you. Thank you.
And let God use you.
God bless you.
Pastor Dorothy, this is Minister Carmelita. I just wanted to get on the line before I have to get off in a little bit and just say that I just thank you, Lord, for the word, for the prayers, but also thank you for the word closing out this revival, to stand fast and be not movable. So that being that all the things the women of God and the men of God have said this week, being in position, but we do have to just stand grounded and not be wavered to the left or the right or allow the devil or ourselves or people to distract us, because it's a time like never before, as you said, that we just have to follow his authority, his obedience. But then also that you said, even when do not be weary in well doing, because we will, as I think Pastor Betty said yesterday, as y'all tied in, that God will bless us, and the blessings may not come exactly monetary, but it can come in various different things. And even sometimes, even when, like, even like today, I feel like I didn't feel well, but God blessed someone else who needed a word this morning. So I thank God that, you know, in the midst of all things, if we just trust God and believe him and follow all the words that's been given through the week. And but what you're closing out and saying, I think it just was to bring it all together, and just that we have to stand on his word. And I thank you all, women and men of God, who have given scriptures that you can go back and to find the word in ourselves and study it more. And I just appreciate the word tonight. And also, I love one of the church scriptures that I'm kind of standing more and more on. If my people who will humble themselves, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray in turn from their wicked way. So, God, I just believe that that is where he wants us, a place of prayer, a place of standing, trusting, and all those things. And so bless you for closing out the revival, and you have God way pour blessings back into your life as well.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you.
This is Grace calling from Hampton. Listening from Hampton, invited by Janae, Hampton, Virginia. I thank you for the word, and I thank Janae for inviting me.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
All
Amen.
Right, this is Elder Chapman. I was listening, and we were really, you know, amazed and really loved hearing the word of God. You are right. We must be very careful how we handle the word of God, because one day, if we handle it wrong, we're going to have to answer to the Lord. And we really enjoyed the message on tonight.
Amen.
All right. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, I give glory, honor, and praise to the Most High God. And I thank and praise God for the preacher woman that came online tonight, Pastor Minister Dorsey. Awesome word, to be in position.
unmovable, always abounding in the work of God. Wonderful message, powerful message. And I thank and praise God when you get when you're asked to preach, the preacher shows up, praise God. And I enjoyed every bit of it. I thank and praise God when you were begin to share from the, I think it was the New Living Translation, praise God, you were sharing. And I like how when you're steadfast and unmovable, praise God, and abounding in the work of the Lord, praise God. I got to do something about that. I apologize for that. It's always something going on. But you said, praise God, you said nothing that you do for God is useless. When you're doing what you do for God, it will not be in vain, praise God. It will not be useless. I like that, praise God. And stay with the truth. You said, praise God, it's like we're in a race, praise God, and you got to stay in this race of life, praise God, and know that you have to depend on God. I love those things. And one other thing I made a note of, praise God, that I thought that was really good, your labor will not be in vain, praise God, but it was the way you said it in the New Life, New Living Translation, praise God. So I'm not going to stay on the line, praise God. I apologize for the distraction of my other line. I bind up these distractions because a lot of them come to keep you from hearing what the word is. But we stay with the word, stay with God, stay with this, praise God. I appreciate the preacher woman coming to town, praise God. And if I had to pray, I would have said, you better be ready to jump on this ship, and you better be ready to go with it, because you bring it every time you get an opportunity to preach the word of God. And I thank and praise God. God bless you, woman of God. Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for Pastor Dersey. The name of the Lord is great. And Pastor Dersey, I thank God for using you so mighty tonight. Because really, today, as you said before in your word, when you stand up, speak the word. You know, when you said Acts 4, chapter 18, verse, they didn't let them stop them from speaking the word of Christ. Here today, here you have people today, they don't even want you to hear the word. They don't want to mention the Jesus name.
Amen.
So I'm glad when you jump on that Acts 4 and 18. Yeah, we are children of God. And I enjoy, especially again when you're saying your word, you do not turn away from God. You stand boldly, take your position, because God gave us the authority. So, Pastor, hallelujah. Thank God for using you tonight, because you was used mightily tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. And I just thank God, and I love to hear you preach your word, Pastor Gus.
God bless you, my Lord, and I love you too. Thank you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Pastor Dorothy, you are a preacher for sure. Never heard you teach, but I definitely hear you preach. The word was awesome. I thank God for it. And the word said we need to preach in season and out of season, and you preach all through the seasons. I praise God for the word, and I tell my folks all the time, that's not one thing that we do for God is in vain. So all that we do for God is, as you said, whether you're an usher or whether you're cleaning a church, we need to give it our all in all, because we're doing it unto him. Again, God bless you. I pray that he restores your strength, because that anointing was all over you, and I know it wears you down in the end. But God bless you, and I truly enjoyed the word. Pastor BJ, God bless you for your endeavor, daughter. God bless you. I love you. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you.
Amen. Go ahead.
Oh, amen. God bless you. Okay.
Okay.
Pastor Brian,
you go forward,
then
Brother Black. Go ahead.
Okay.
Let
him
go ahead.
Okay, go ahead,
Brother Black. Oh, my apologies. God bless everybody on the prayer line. Pastor Dorsey, I talked with Pastor Hubbard, and she said, fire, fire, fire this whole week. As soon as you begin to speak, fire, fire, fire.
There's nothing I can say, but I know that I can see your relationship with the Lord, spending time, because a Bible college, you can't get this information from a Bible college. You got to be in relationship with God to get this information. And I just thank God for the word. Amen.
God bless you, Pastor Black. God bless you. Thank you.
Pastor Dorsey, give God the glory for the word of God tonight. And one of the scriptures you use is, none of these things move me. When we're going to position ourselves in the Lord, we can't let everything move us. So many times we let little things move us. But when we're going to do anything for the Lord, we can't allow the things of the world and things that try to come in our lives. So I bless God for using you tonight. Amen. Continue to preach the word. Amen.
God bless you, Pastor Bird. Apostle Bird.
Pastor Dorothy, I just thank God for you, too, on tonight. I thank God for the word that you have given about running this race. And I thank God for that, because I was thinking about a while back how my late pastor have used to say, you may give out, but don't give up. And so what I would like to say on all the, for us saints of God, we may get tired, but don't give up. Just don't give up. Don't give up. Praise God.
God bless you, Mother McCormick.
Amen.
Praise God, Pastor. I too thank you for this word, and I pray God just continue to bless you and use you. I love one of the things I love that you said is, my confidence is in the Lord. My confidence is in the Holy Ghost. So I'm going to be steadfast and unmovable. I praise God for you and pray he'll continue to use you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Pastor.
God bless you.
Okay, is that all the remarks? We not want to hold the line. Did we miss anyone? If you desire to say anything, this is the time. Well, praise God, are we going to move forward? Praise the Lord. I'll find out whether Elder Dorsey has anything he wants to say.
Elder Dorsey? He said no.
Well, praise God. Let's do that introduction was powerful as it is. So he already had words. If I really thought about it, he already had his words for this woman of God. Praise God as a preacher. Did we miss anyone else? If not, praise the Lord. We just want to give thanksgiving again to the mighty move of God. Praise God for how he blessed and used you tonight. And praise God, we want to just go ahead and give you time now for any remarks that you have. And then after that, praise the Lord, we can do nothing but just let that word marinate in us and just continue to hold fast to it and move forward and let God continue to revive us and restore us and shake us and wake us and glory to God, correct us or whatever, because truly we have been before the Lord this week. Glory to God. And I thank God, glory to God, for even the seventh night of what he's did. It's been five and fallen every night. Praise the Lord. At this time, Pastor, we will give remarks to you. I mean, give remarks.
I like to give some praise report. About 2 weeks ago, I went to the ear doctor and I had a ear infection. And then the doctor gave me some antibiotics. And then maybe 2 days later, I got real, real sick. I had chills real bad. I had 102 fever. I thought I had really got the virus. And I called my doctor, and he gave me some more antibiotics, but he also sent me to have the COVID-19 test done, which came back negative. My husband also had it and it came back negative. So I praise God for that. Even though I was sick, I didn't know what was going on. And then I went to have a colonoscopy, and then I went to have where they looked down in my throat, and the doctor did a biopsy on my esophagus, and I got the news that it came back negative. When I talked with Pastor Hubbard, she prayed with me, and I thank the Lord for that. Sometimes we go through things, and today I have been hoarse, and I cough a lot, and they don't really know why. I always cough. And I cough, and I mean, I sit down and cough all day long and think something that I was really sick. But every time the Lord allows me to minister the word, I never cough. I can go back and sit down and maybe they'll come back on me and attack me again. But every time, it never stops me from preaching. I was hoarse, and I said to Pastor Hubbard, well, I was a little bit hoarse. I don't, she said, well, if you teach you, let the Spirit lead you, you know. But even that didn't stop the Spirit of God, not me, but the Lord. See, I believe that when God tells you to do something, he's going to bring you through it, to do it, to be able to do it. So I thank God for his Spirit. Sometimes we go through things in life and nobody knows about the things that you go through, but God knows. And sometimes people don't understand why you praise him the way you do, but God knows, and you know. And so I say to everybody, whatever God does in your life, always praise him. Don't never let it slide not to praise him. Even sometimes when you're feeling bad or something, still praise him. I never stop praising God. I never stop praising him. But I just thank the Lord that even in my praising, he allowed Pastor Hubbard to come and pray with me. And I thank God. And that's what we need sometimes. Sometimes we need it. She said, you know, sometimes we don't talk with people. We need to talk with people and let people know sometimes how we feel. Share things with them. And I thank the Lord that he did that. My husband prayed with me, and I thank God for that too, because God knows what we need. So I thank God for everything. I thank him that he never fails, no matter what. He never fails me. He never lets me be ashamed of bringing forth his word, and I thank him for that. I thank him for his Holy Spirit. I thank the Lord. It's not about me, but it's about the Lord. It's about what he does, about what his will is, our lives and what he wants us to do. And I thank God for that. And even no matter what's going on in the world, we got to still trust him. Trust him no matter what. No matter what comes, trust him. And believe that everything is going to be all right. Sometimes it gets hard. Sometimes it gets so, and you ask God why these things happen. And I have asked him why. You know, but I think when I think about the why, I think about Hebekah when all the things going on in the world was in talk about that. Wickedness in the world that's going on. You ask, why is all this wickedness going on in the world today? When is it going to stop? But then Habakkuk came back to himself and he remembered what God did for him in the past. And see, whatever God does, if he did something for you in the past, he can do it for you in the future. And you have to keep that in your mind. Even though sometimes the devil tries to sneak in and make you doubt him. But that Holy Spirit always overrides and comes back and lets you know, hey, God can handle this. Nothing is too big for him. You have to trust and believe that he'll work it, that he has already worked it out. Not that he's going to work it out, but that he has already worked it out. And I thank God for that. I thank him that he allowed my voice to be able to be used by his Spirit. I thank him for that. It is so clear now. I thank him. I'm not coughing. I thank God for that. See, I don't take that lightly because, see, I was sitting there and it's like, man, my chest was hurting so bad for so much coughing, eyes running and stuff. But God, nobody but God. See, nobody can't tell me there is no God. Nobody but God can do what he does. And I thank him. I thank him. I thank him for Pastor Hubbard asking me to come and minister again. I thank him. I thank him for the survivor, everyone that brought the word of God. All of it just went together. See, God has a way of doing things. Every word comes together all the way up until the end. See, when God, you can tell when God gives someone something because it's going to fall right in place. And that's what happened with the revival, even the first one. So I truly thank God that he allowed me to be a part of it again. It is such an honor, such a blessing to be able to fellowship with men and women of God because we need that. And I thank everyone for the comments. I thank you. But it's not me, but it's I thank you for the comments. I thank the Lord for using me the way that he does. I thank the Lord that his word went forth, that it blessed, encourages people, because that's what it's about. So I thank God for everything. I thank God. Pastor Hubbard, I turn it back over to you. Did you want me to pray out or what?
Praise the Lord. If you put a prayer on your heart, you can go ahead and pray, and I'm just going to make an announcement. Praise the Lord that we have prayer on us every Monday night at 7 o'clock, the same number. Praise the Lord, if you want to join us in prayer for these powerful prayer warriors that be on a regular, that pray the word and the anointing. So that's every Monday night and on every second and fourth Sunday. You can hear me. We'll have someone breaking the bread of life, which will be a minister speaking the word. Sometimes it's one, sometimes it might be two, but nevertheless. And you can always go back to www.blogtalkradio.com/divine, D-E-V-I-N-E, a divine connection. So you, if you want to listen to any of the episodes from this revival, praise the Lord, because sometimes we be so proud of me so much, and whatever, we go back and look like God will just bring out some more for us to be able to understand, you know, or just really just stir our spirits.
So, and any other time, if you just want to listen to some of the episodes with prayer, you're welcome. Bless the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And thank you again for everyone. At this time, this pastor has something on my heart to pray. We thank God for her and pray continue to strengthen, help to you. And I want you all to know this woman of God, just like the Minister Black had said, this not regardless, more or less, I'll put in my own words, of your education, praise God, theology, or whatever divinity, God bless, this cannot come from that knowledge. This is from a relationship with the Lord. And not only that, the woman of God that went through cancer, that went through back surgery, that went through all kinds of various other things, and God has brought her out. She got a umpteen testimonies that, glory to God, that she didn't even tap in on some major stuff, and God brought her through. So we are thanking the Lord for you again, Pastor. And in the meantime, you can go ahead on and pray, and we're just going to go ahead and say our salons goodnight afterwards once you finish.
Okay, and one more thing, and last but not least, I'd like to thank Reverend Dorsey, my sweetie, for coming in and doing the introduction to me. I really appreciate it. He always, I don't know what to say about you. I say, well, you say whatever you want to say. Thank the Lord.
And I thank him again, too, for coming on, for complying to it for only 20 minutes, telling him, or maybe, I don't know if it's 20 minutes or 30 minutes before time. However, because God put it in my spirit real early this morning, but I didn't get to speak to you all. So I do thank you, sir, for kindly yielding to the Spirit of the Lord. Amen, at such a short notice. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, again, we thank you for the survivor, Lord God. We thank you for every word that has went forth, oh God. Father God, we need your word right now, Lord God. And we pray, Father God, that your people will find strength in all the word that has went forth in their ears, oh God. Father God, we just want to glorify your holy name. Help us to continue to look to you, Father God, not look at the things that are around us or the things that are being said, but to continue to look forward to you, Father God, to keep our eyes on you. When Peter took his eyes off of the Lord Jesus Christ after he asked him to come across to walk on the water, and the water began to stir, he began to distract him. We don't want things to distract us and take our eyes off of you. Help us, Father God, to continue to walk in the way that you have us to go. But, Lord, if for some reason we may take our eyes off, we begin to sink, Lord God. Lord, help us to remember that we can call our Lord, have mercy, save us. Save us, and you'll be there to reach down and grab us. Lord, I thank you and I glorify your holy name. It has been an awesome week, Father God. Father God, I just pray that as we leave this place on tonight, Father God, this line, not from your presence, oh God, but Lord, that you'll bless and protect your people. Cover them, Lord God, with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Cover them, Lord God, and let them know that no matter what, hallelujah, that you're there looking down on them, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you and we glorify you. Thank you, Lord God. I pray that you will revive, refresh all the ministers, Lord God, that have brought the word. And I pray, Father God, that you will continue to bless Pastor Hubbard, that you continue to speak to her and lead and guide her, Lord God, in the way that you would have her to go, Father God. For she is truly a woman that loves the Lord. And I thank you, Father God. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide henceforth and forevermore. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you.
Amen. 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 We give God the glory. Praise God and pray God's blessings and love and peace upon you. And thank you and shalom. And thank you for all the support and prayers in Jesus' name.
God bless you all.
Amen. Bless God. Shalom. Glory be to God. He is worthy. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Angels be in camp. Be encouraged. Shalom, shalom. Thanks be to the Lord thy God.
Yes.
Praise you, Jesus. The peace of God, the blessings of God. Hallelujah. Let God arise and our enemies be scattered. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We say good night, shalom, and God bless you.